And so just bring to mind someone that you care deeply for. Someone who it's just automatic that when you think about them, your heart opens and you wish the best for them. You really want them to be happy, to be free of pain, be free of suffering. Honestly, you just kind of smile when you think about this person. You really have nothing but joy and love and caring for them. So just take a moment and feel how it feels in your heart when you bring them to mind. That very, very feeling, very loving feeling. This is the first step. You've got to find a target in your own very heart that knows what it feels like to be open and loving and caring. And that's your starting line. And it becomes your template. You start there. And then from there, we move out and try to extend that feeling to ourselves. Can you feel just as much compassion and love and goodwill for yourself as you feel for your loved one? And again, you really want to feel it in your heart. This is a somatic experience. It's not a thought. We think our feelings, but we don't. We feel them in our bodies. So keep that target in your heart center and let it open towards yourself. It's not just a good idea, it's a real feeling. And then we kind of move out to generally a neutral person. So neutral that it's like the checkout clerk at Walmart. See if you can extend your heart of compassion out towards them, knowing that they too, just like your loved one and just like yourself, wish to be free from suffering and wish to be filled with happiness. And just wish them well. Nothing specific. You don't really even know them. Don't make up something for them. Just wish them well. May you be free from suffering. May you find happiness in the causes and conditions of happiness. Just because they deserve it too. And then in this sequence, again, it's not my sequence. This is an age-old contemplative sequence of the boundless, cultivating the boundless attitudes. Next in the sequence is only if you have got that really good feeling in your heart, that stimulation, that stimulated heart of compassion, only if you have that, then you might bring to mind a difficult person. And just know, just bring them to mind. Don't get into the story. Don't get into the hurt. Don't lose that feeling in your heart. Just know that that difficult person, like yourself and like your loved one, also wishes to be free from suffering and filled with more opportunities for happiness. I can't think of anybody on earth who doesn't want that. And misguided though their behavior might be, we can think of some well, we can think of some great examples, but I guarantee you that still that behavior was coming from a seed of wanting to escape suffering and find happiness. So for them too, just wish them well and that they find happiness and reduce their suffering. Maybe they'll be a little less difficult. And finally, if you still have that open feeling in your heart, you can extend loving kindness out to the whole world. But you know, the world is very deep and vast and filled with suffering right now. Continues to be the degenerate times. So it could be a little beyond reach in a genuine way, you know, the whole world. So just in whatever way you can, just say a prayer for the world. Heartfelt prayer for the world. And again, come on back gently, keeping your heart open. Gravity on the chair, temperature in the room, light through your eyes, people around.